Hey there, people. So, I recently decided to embark on a movie-watching journey based on some awesome suggestions. I asked my Instagram fam for their most recommended movies, and from the countless responses, I carefully handpicked 7 that caught my attention. Now, get ready to join me as I spill my guts and share my heartfelt thoughts on each one of them. Buckle up, because we're about to explore a world of horror, emotions, thrills, and more. At the invitation, a rating, A.A.A.A.A, 2 out of 5. Oh boy, I had high hopes for this one. You might recognize Nathalie Emmanuel from her Game of Thrones days in The Invitation. It's a horror flick that takes us to England for a wedding where Evie unravels some dark family secrets. Now, the acting is solid, especially from Nathalie Emmanuel and Thomas Doherty, but sadly, the storytelling falls short. The plot feels all over the place, leaving me with more questions than answers. And let's not even get started on the vampires and Dracula connection, which didn't quite reach its full potential. Sigh. I wanted to love it, but it's an A from me. A hopey rating, A.A.A.A.A, 1/2, 4.5 out of 5. Okay, folks, prepare to grab some tissues for this one. Hope is a movie based on a true story that left me in tears. It explores the aftermath of a horrific crime while highlighting the resilience of the human spirit. So one, the young girl at the center of it all, goes through an incredible journey portrayed brilliantly by the cast. The acting is so authentic and moving that it tugs at your heartstrings, making you truly invested in their experiences. And oh, that courtroom scene at the end, where So One reads her letter, it's a moment that leaves a profound impact. This one's a definite yay for me. And the gangster, the cop, the devler rating, A.A.A.A.A, 4 out of 5. Hold on to your seats, folks, because the gangster, the cop, the devil is a wild ride. This crime thriller had me hooked from start to finish. The performances, top-notch. Ma Dong-seok nails it as the gangster Jang Dong-soo, delivering an outstanding and nuanced portrayal, and the unlikely alliance between him and the cop, played brilliantly by Kim Myu-yeol, creates fireworks on screen. The suspense and tension, palpable. This film strikes a balance between gritty action and poignant character moments, keeping me on the edge of my seat throughout. The ending, bittersweet, but oh so satisfying. It's a resounding yay from me. Deliver us from evil, rating, A.A.A, 1/2 A.A. 2.5 out of 5. Oh, how I wish Deliver Us From Evil could have lived up to its potential. The actors, phenomenal. They truly immersed themselves in their roles. However, as the credits rolled, I couldn't shake the feeling that something crucial was missing. The story follows a dark and sinister journey, promising suspense and danger, but alas, it falls short. The plot lacks depth and development, leaving me with a sense of frustration. It's such a shame because the acting performances were exceptional. But in the end, it's an A from me. The Pope's Exorcist rating, A.A.A.A.A, 1/2, 4.5 out of 5. Okay, folks, if you're up for some real scares, buckle up for The Pope's Exorcist. Russell Crowe delivers an intense performance as Father Gabriel Amorth, taking this horror movie to a whole new level. The story dives deep into the world of exorcism, and boy, does it keep you on the edge of your seat. No cheap jump scares here, just a sense of dread and terror that lingers long after the movie ends. The direction and production values are outstanding, creating an eerie atmosphere that will send shivers down your spine. If you're a horror enthusiast, this is a definite yay for you. My full rating, A.A.A.A.A, 4 out of 5. Buckle up, my friends, because My Fault takes you on an emotional roller coaster. This film explores a world of forbidden love and personal transformation, and it definitely tugs at the heartstrings. The performances by Nicole Wallace and Gabriel Guevara are heartfelt and genuine, capturing the inner struggles of their characters. The direction and cinematography create a visually stunning experience, highlighting the stark contrast between Noah's simple life and the opulence she encounters. It's a captivating mix of action and romance that kept me engaged. While there's a lingering feeling that something could have been further developed, I'd say it's an okay-ish movie with notable strengths. A solid yay from me. The Da Vinci Code rating, A.A.A.A.A, 4.8 out of 5. Prepare to be immersed in a world of mystery and intrigue with the Da Vinci Code. This film brings Dan Brown's best-selling novel to life with remarkable detail and faithfulness. Tom Hanks shines as Robert Langdon, portraying the character's intellect and determination flawlessly. His chemistry with Audrey Tautou, who plays Sophie Neve, adds an extra layer of depth and emotion to their thrilling journey. Although there are minor differences from the book, the overall essence and core themes remain intact. This adaptation captures the excitement of unraveling ancient secrets and leaves a lasting impact. It's undoubtedly a yay for me. Well, there you have it, folks. I've poured my heart out, sharing my thoughts on these 7 movies that had me on the edge of my seat, shedding tears, and longing for more. From missed opportunities to emotional roller coasters and captivating adaptations, this movie watching adventure had it all. So, grab your popcorn, indulge in some captivating storytelling, and let these films whisk you away on a journey of emotions and thrills. Happy watching, everyone.